Speaker 1.
I ended up doing a photography course at the local college. Earlier in the year, I'd been made redundant and I was at a bit of a loose end, so it was my birthday present to myself. I was a bit apprehensive about going alone, but I'm an outgoing type, and there was a real mixed bag of us, from beginners to those who'd been doing it for years. For me, it was like a second childhood. In the first 6 weeks, I'd taken about 100 photographs. I've even exhibited some. Now, it's not just a hobby, it's totally compulsive.
Speaker 2.
I'd been having a bit of a rough time work-wise. I enjoy sketching, so a friend suggested I should do a fine arts course, which included mosaic making. I booked myself onto it, but I was terrified I wouldn't be as good as everyone else. As it turned out, I needn't have worried. Everyone worked at their own pace. Anyway, I produced this weird abstract mosaic, which was very dark and gloomy. Then I slowly added more colour, realising that the depressing thoughts that had originally inspired the design no longer mattered so much. It was a kind of therapy, really.
Speaker 3.
I was getting over an operation and felt the need to be out and about. As luck would have it, I saw an advert for a paintballing centre. Just what I need, I thought. A nice bit of physical activity and fun at the weekends. Not that I was keen on sports, but I thought, why not? And then I got so carried away that I decided to try for the local team. Well, you've guessed it, I didn't exactly become a megastar overnight. But I'm starting to enjoy other sports, and I've become much more determined to win too.
Speaker 4.
There's no way I'm mechanically minded, but I decided I needed a little diversification. I certainly didn't need something to take me away from a desk job. I'm a climbing instructor. But I happened to see an old Volkswagen Beetle advertised in the paper and decided to take a look at it. It was a bit of a wreck, but I bought it anyway. Well, you should see it now I've finished working on it, restored to its former glory. It's a collector's piece. What I discovered from the experience was a completely different side of myself, one I never knew I had.
Speaker 5.
I've always been into playing the guitar and singing. One day, I was bubbling on about my workload when my brother suggested I recorded a CD. I thought he was mad, but I didn't want to upset him by saying so. Well, that was it. My first CD took me 18 months to record. I even wrote the songs myself. Anyway, I sent it to a few record companies, never thinking it would make as much money as it did. You could have knocked me down with a feather when one showed an interest. It certainly inspired me to do more.